Please, have a seat, Mr. Graves.
Gavin sits behind the desk and gestures toward the chairs. What? Is this a joke?
Not at all. I'd like to speak with you.
All right. I sit opposite him. What the hell is he doing? Is he role-playing as the boss? Something isn't right about this, but I'm too stunned to question it.
We've heard a lot about you.
Gavin leans back in his seat, projecting an aura of confidence. I'm sure you have. I've purchased a lot of businesses in the area.
And you've ruined each and every one of them.
Oh, you know that's not true. I streamlined them. I modernized them.
You bought a local coffee shop, fired half the staff, increased prices, and stripped away any personality it had.
And then I turned it into a franchise, and now I have a dozen locations. What's your point?
My point is that this company isn't like the others. It can't be tamed.
He puts his arms behind his head and kicks his feet up on the desk, showing me the dirty soles of his shoes. I just stare in silence, watching as he flexes his biceps beneath his jumpsuit. The muscles bulge, causing the blue fabric to grow taut. Damn. He's so ripped. I can see his bicep peaks through his clothes. Wait, what was I talking to him about? Oh yeah, the acquisition. Ugh. He made me lose my train of thought. I've got to admit, though, this guy is hot. I might keep him on the payroll just as some eye candy.
The mechanics here are like brothers. This is more like a fraternity than a workplace. If one of us goes, then we all go.
I guess you'll all be collecting unemployment soon, then. I fold my arms. I'm sorry, Gavin, but this is just business. I don't know what kind of game you're trying to play here, but I won't be intimidated.
That's a shame.
He opens a drawer in the desk and pulls out something shocking. A long metal chain. I just watch with confusion as he extracts the heavy object and coils it around his arm. It's like a metallic snake. It emits a loud jangling sound. What? My eyes widen while he stands and steps behind me. Without answering, he grabs my wrists and forces them behind my back. I try to resist, but his massive athletic arms are overpowering. He wraps the bindings around my hands, forcing them together. I struggle. But he just pushes me off the chair, causing me to slam against the hard floor. What the fuck? Get your hands off me, you ape!
My God, are you always this whiny?
He rolls his eyes.
Typical bitchy queer.
Shut up! My voice trembles while he ties the chain tight. I'll make sure you never work in this town again.
Yeah, whatever.
Once my wrists are fully bound, he pushes me back. He wraps the excess chain around my stomach, tying me to the desk. I just watch in disbelief while my bespoke suit is crinkled and trashed. What the hell? But then it comes back to me. Those harsh memories from when I was younger. That sense of powerlessness around my bullies. I haven't felt it in so many years, but now, it's flooding back to me. He could put my head in a toilet, and there's nothing I could do about it. My body goes limp.
That's better. This will be a lot easier if you don't struggle.
What are you going to do to me? I look up into his green eyes.
I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you about the Auto Shop Brotherhood.
Gavin rises and unzips his jumpsuit, revealing his broad, athletic chest. My jaw drops as I comb up and down the deep, powerful ridges of his abs. His pecs are adorned with small, sharp brown nipples that poke out like darts. As he slips his arms from the sleeves, his rounded shoulders come into view. I catch glimpses of coarse black hair in his armpits. Something about the sight makes me tremble.
Men stick together. They stand up for each other. And when a bitchy little queer comes in and starts trying to push us around, we fight back.
Queer?
Don't play dumb. I've heard the stories. You used to be married to another dude, but you had a messy divorce. You're a homo, a queer, a fairy queen.
Don't talk to me that way, my brows furrow. Don't disrespect your boss. He just laughs and pulls his jumpsuit off, causing me to grow silent. He isn't wearing any underwear. His long, soft penis just flops out, dangling alongside a pair of enormous testicles. I stare in shock and awe. This is the largest cock I've ever seen. Outside of porn, anyway. It's thick and dense, like a fire hose. The balls are heavy like boulders. Along the shaft, A dark purple vein extends and forks like a tree branch. At his base, he's got a full bush of wiry hair. The sight is intimidating. It's powerful.
That's right. Get a good look at it.
He swings the floppy cock from side to side.
Who are you to think you can tell a man what to do? You're a cocksucker. You get on your knees for other guys and let them shove their dirty dicks in your mouth. You aren't a real man, and we'll never take orders from a creature like you.
I stay silent, my eyes locked on his fat pink cockhead. I watch it swing like a pendulum in a hypnotist's stage routine. It's impossible to explain why, but I can't look away. I just gaze at the organ while memories of bullying swirl in my mind. It's like I've gone back in time. It's been so long since I felt this vulnerable.
I won't stand by while you try to violate this place. I'll put an end to this shit before it even begins.
He reaches down and grabs his jumpsuit.
Relax for me, little buddy. Don't struggle. Don't fight this.
He crouches beside me and turns his jumpsuit inside out. He places the pubic region over my mouth and nose while tying the legs around my head, binding the fabric to my face. I gasp for air, but it all filters through the damp, sweaty cloth. That frightening cock has been rubbing up against this all day, and it's imbued it with a disturbing scent. It reminds me of the gym class locker rooms, heavy, moist, and bodily. It's the scent of dirty laundry. It's the scent of boy.
What?
I mumble into the fabric while coughing, gagging, and struggling against my chains.
Shh. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. It's up to you.
He reaches out and pets my hair. The sick fumes billow into my lungs, but I stop resisting. I just allow the gas to hang inside me. I'm chained up. There's no escaping this. He's given me a face mask. He's filtering my oxygen. And the scent, it's changing. With each breath, the aroma grows less foul. It's beginning to smell a bit nice. There's a sort of complexity here that I didn't notice at first. Beneath the sweaty fragrance is something more delicate. It's like the smell of hay and fresh grass clippings. It's Gavin's natural scent. It's the scent of his masculinity. My vision grows blurry while my body goes limp. Something's happening to me. I feel so relaxed.
That's a good boy. Can you feel it? Can you feel the pheromones absorbing into your bloodstream?
I just let out a dazed, confused noise. Where am I? Why am I here? I'm so dizzy. I don't understand.
Scent testing is the easiest way to tell if someone is a homo. Only queers find a man's cock scent attractive. It's like a drug for them. It's like huffing gas fumes.
He rises and stands back.
This is how things are supposed to be. In nature, queers have no power. They're easily influenced by real men. Their minds can be broken.
He lifts his arms and does a double bicep flex. My eyes widen while the muscles rise like mountains erupting from the ground. The tan skin stretches taut over his pronounced, striated peaks. I can tell he lifts weights, or maybe this is just from hauling tires around the shop. He looks like a professional athlete. There's so much power here. My eyes glide down his thick lats before tracing along his shredded obliques. This man is a brute, but I feel drawn to him. Is he telling the truth? Are guys like me meant to be beneath him?
Good. Just keep staring.
He flexes in and out, causing the peaks to rise and fall.
Just keep huffing the cock fumes.
I'm bound to the desk. His dirty clothes are tied to my face. All I can do is stare helplessly, allowing his strength to rain down on me. I'm transfixed. The way he's moving, it's incredible.
In nature, have you ever noticed how males are always the more visually appealing sex? Look at birds. Males have bright feathers. Look at lions. Males have powerful manes. This isn't by accident. Males evolve to be visually attractive to attract a mate. Humans are no different, but there's a bonus to it. Queers are drawn to the aesthetic, too. When they're near a powerful man, they feel something stir within them. They feel a compulsion to worship.
Worship?
Yeah. I learned about this when I was young. Other guys have always been drawn to me, and my dad explained why. He told me this is normal and healthy. He told me that straight men are supposed to use queers. Once we tap into your tiny, perverted brains, there's nothing you won't do for us, You get hooked on our cocks. You get hooked on service.
Your cock. I struggle to speak. The fumes are so heavy, I might faint.
What about it?
I like it.
Oh yeah?
He smirks and steps forward, dangling the soft organ in front of my face.
Want to see it get hard?
Yes.
Please it then. Show it loyalty and devotion. That's how you get it hard.
How?
Start by treating it with respect. Give it a name.
A nasty, wicked grin stretches across his face.
Do it now.
My mind reels. I don't understand what he's talking about, but I blurt out the name that seems most fitting. Rick. His name is Rick.
Good.
Gavin moves closer.
Tell Rick what you think of him.
Rick, you're so big. You're so strong.
Keep going.
I've never seen anyone like you before, Rick. You're making me feel so strange. So weak.
Rick likes weak boys. Show him what you are. Do it and he'll get hard for you.
I gaze at the cock while a bizarre sense of warmth wells up inside me. It feels like I've made a new friend. Rick, how can I show you what I am?
You're a queer, an animal. Bark like a dog. Show that you understand your place.
Woof.
You can do better than that, bitch boy.
Woof.
That's better. Keep barking for me.
Woof, woof.
Good boy.
The cock twitches slightly. Arf, arf. I open my mouth and pant like a puppy. Woof, woof.
Rick's puppy. Rick's puppy.
Gavin chants while petting my head. I stare with flushed cheeks as the cock slowly inflates. Each time I make a shameful animal noise, it grows harder. The more I debase myself, the larger it gets. The more I bark and squirm, the better I feel. What's going on? I don't know where I am anymore. All I can think about is Rick.
You deserve a name, too. Your new name is Shadow. You're becoming a shadow of your former self. It's fitting.
Shadow, Rick's puppy.
That's right, and you're doing such a good job for Rick. Don't you love how he smells?
I take a deep lungful of air through the sweaty jumpsuit. Yes, sir. I don't know why I address him with a title of respect, but it just seems proper. I'm Shadow, a puppy. I need to treat men with respect. If I do a good job, they'll pet me and play with me. I huff the scent again. With each lungful, my sense of self fades further. I just stare while the cock grows fully erect, casting a shadow over my face. Dense veins bulge from the delicate surface. The shaft bobs and sways with mesmerizing grace. And those balls, they're like eggs in a pouch. So big, so potent.
Show Rick how you feel.
Gavin slips a hand behind my head.
Kiss him.
He reaches down and pulls away the jumpsuit, causing crisp air to flood my lungs. I don't get time to catch my breath, though. He steps forward, pressing the underside of his cock against my face. The tube is hard, but the skin is soft and warm. My lips naturally close around the underside, placing a loving kiss. Gavin pulls back, leaving the taste of cock sweat on my tongue. It's a sour, metallic flavor. It makes me salivate. Sir, I whisper to the cock. Can I please suck you? You're so strong and majestic. You deserve praise and worship. You deserve to own a mouth.
Yes, Shadow. You're my mouth, my whole.
Gavin's voice rains down from above.
Suck. Show your loyalty.
He grabs my jaw and forces my mouth open while angling his cock head low. I stay limp and motionless while the pink flesh slides over my tongue, bathing my taste buds in that masculine flavor. I salivate, naturally lubing up for him. His plump, glorious penis pushes to the back of my throat, filling me with his authority. My eyes water as it descends, pressing against the walls of my esophagus and making my stomach churn. Fortunately for him, I'm an experienced cocksucker, and he's able to fully sheathe to his base. His sweaty bush of pubes shoves into my face, tickling my nose.
That's right, Mr. Graves. Suckle on that cock like the corporate piglet you are. Worship a real man's penis.
He grinds his pubes up and down while wearing a sadistic smile.
Feel Rick in your throat. Feel him in your brain.
His words cause my eyes to glaze over. He's right. I love Rick. I'm so lucky to have him inside me.
Gah!
I let out a sick noise while he grinds against my face like an animal marking its territory. He soon succumbs to the warm wetness, pulling back to thrust. I stay relaxed and quiet while he works into a steady face fuck. In and out, he stabs at my esophagus, letting out bestial grunts of approval. His movements are aggressive. They remind me of the pain I endured at the hands of my high school bullies. But there's something different about this. It feels good. Despite the pain and helplessness of this moment, I feel something akin to a spiritual glow. I'm having an epiphany. I spent my life overachieving and trying to prove my bullies wrong. I spent my life amassing power, but that was foolish. I'm a goddamn cocksucker. I'm weak. Growing up, the boys all saw it. They knew me better than I knew myself. I never should have tried fighting back. No. The road to happiness is paved with submission. It's paved with acceptance. I'm a queer. I'm a piglet. I'm a dog. I'm Shadow.
Grr! Woof!
I let out wet, depraved barking noises while he fucks my face. Woof! Woof!
That's right, my little bitch. Bark for me. Bark.
Woof! Grr! Woof! Grr!
Thick globs of throat phlegm spill down my chin, dripping onto my designer suit. The chains dig into my wrists while I just sit here, slack-jawed and barking while a man desecrates my body. My face in a toilet, my face in a man's bush. What's the difference? This is where I've always been. This is where I'll always be.